Hello, my name is Brittany, calling for customer support. How may I help you today?
Just a second. Let me get you off speakerphone. Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, but I need to know who you guys are and why you took $67 out of my bank account.
We're a third-party customer service support where we sell several products.
I need to get a phone number for whoever the frick these people are because it was a scam. And I did not have permission to pull my money. You want me to call back later when I'm not in my car?
You say you want to call back later?
How late are you guys there all day or?
Ma'am?
Hello?
What'd you say, ma'am? Say that again.
How late are you guys going to be there?
Oh, we're going to be here all day.
Are you able to get me a phone number?
No, ma'am. Just call the phone number that you called us from.
Okay. Well, it was a theft. They fucking stole my money, and I want it back. So I need to find out who the company is and how do I get a hold of them instead of cussing you out. Because when I start getting mad, I start swearing really bad and yelling.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and look at your account, or you want to just call back?
You can go ahead and look at my account.
Okay. Okay, and can you provide me with that first and last name?
Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Reinard, R-I-N-A-R-D.
And can you verify the address for security purposes?
2403 Elm Street, Tulane, Michigan, 49457.
Okay, thank you for that information. I'm just waiting for my system to load up.
I just did this with one of their affiliates that took $117. And got that back. And then, I don't know, about a week later, they pulled the 67, whatever it is. And of course, you know, you can't get hold of them people anymore. And I did a bunch of research. There's like 25 freaking companies. All LLCs. I will find out who the CEO is. I just haven't done that yet.
Okay, I see on here that it was a tackle bag that you ordered. And it was
five, it was what?
A tackle bag.
A what?
A tackle bag. It's like a book bag.
Okay, that was months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was something that you signed up and got free in the mail. That was about 4 or 5 months ago. How do I get a hold of these people?
I can cancel this.
Because I paid for it.
So you won't keep getting taking money out your account, ma'am. I can cancel it and refund your money back.
Then get me a manager.
Ma'am?
What?
I'm coming. I'm saying I can cancel it for you.
Oh, you can cancel the $67?
Yes, ma'am.
But they're going to keep doing it?
No, they're not going to keep doing it if I cancel it because you have to cancel within those 7 days.
Okay, then if they take it out again, do I call you back again?
No, they're not going to take it out again because I canceled it on my end. So you're not going to
okay.
Get 6732 took back out your account because I just canceled the whole account.
I'm not going to get the 67 back?
No, I was saying you're not going to, like, your money's not going to keep coming out. Like, the 6732 is not going to keep coming out your banking account because I canceled everything.
But they're going to send me back the $67. I'm getting my money back because I don't owe them any money. I paid them what I was told to pay them. So the $67 is going to go back onto my account?
I can do a 35% as a courtesy of your money back.
No, nope, I'm going to get 100% because when I bought the bag, it was about 3 or 4 months ago. I've been using this bag all summer long because I use it on our Harley.
Okay, the highest I can go, ma'am, as a courtesy is 50.
Then get me a manager. I'm getting 100% of the $67 back. I'm not paying for something I already frickin' paid 4 months ago.
for the notes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I just talked to my manager. She said the furthest I can go is 50%.
I didn't ask you to talk to your manager. I said I want to talk to a manager.
Okay. Okay, I can transfer you over to my manager, ma'am. So you can talk to her.
Thank you. And I apologize, and I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to note in the account that I did transfer you. Hold on just a second. I'm going to transfer you.
Thank you. I'm hard of hearing. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to talk on the phone and drive. I got places I got to be. My dog doesn't have to wear a seatbelt truck.
Hold on just a second. I have to just put in everything so they can have it.
I actually forgot about that bag because it's been, I mean, I carry it all the time. Not all the time because I hate purses. But because this just happened with something else I bought online, they took $117. I figured it was them, so I called them up and called them all kinds of things yesterday. I get very, very pissed. Because they tell customer service to say that their managers are all in a meeting. I work
yes.
customer service. I know how that goes.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you at? You sound like you're down North Carolina, South Carolina.
I'm from Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Love your accent. I'm sorry. But I have a hard time hearing accents because of my hearing issues.
Yes, ma'am.
And my boy was down in Fayetteville, North Carolina for several years.
Okay, I have everything in here.
Thank you.
And I'm going to, okay, I'm forwarding your information to our supervisor and transferring your call. Now, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you, and I apologize for swearing at you.
You okay? And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sweetie. Have a great one.
Mm-hmm.